Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
It's 8:02. It is time for Foodstuffs. I'm your host, Tim Convey. Foodstuffs, it doesn't go on because it's ready. It goes on because it's 8:02 or whenever Kevin tells me it's time to go. So keep that. Keep that in mind. It's National Cheese Lovers Day, so we're going to get to that in a moment. But before we do, some local stuff. We talk quite a bit about Steve's Hot Dogs on the show. Mm-hmm. Steve Ewing, lead singer of The Urge, one of the best guys in the game, one of the best guys in town, and a great little hot dog place he has. They teamed up with Crown Candy, and they were offering the Crown Candy BLT, basically their version of it. Crown Candy has been open and closed and open and closed, open and closed, whether it's COVID restrictions or, you know, staff members having COVID, currently having trouble being open. And I read most of the story, so Lance, you pop in anytime here. But if you get the Crown Candy collaboration right now at Steve's Hot Dogs, they're giving that money to Crown Candy.
Oh, that's awesome.
Which is like, man, St. Louis needs cool. Crown Candy to stick around. It's this iconic place, but also, man, has had almost an extra tough go of it, it seems, this last year with all the COVID stuff. So super cool of Steve and Steve's Hot Dogs. So get in there if you can. Lance, did I get most of that right?
Yeah, and that hot dog, by the way, is just flat out tasty.
Come you on had now. One?
I've had the bacon from Crown Candy. I know that's good on anything.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh. And the bacon, the BLT at Crown Candy, you really need
four people to eat it?
No, I always ask for extra bread, and I will pay more for it, because there's enough bacon for, like, two or three sandwiches on that thing.
My go-to there is the egg salad sandwich.
Oh, it's so good. It's so good, and a malt. Oh, God.
Yeah, so let's keep that place open by going into Steve's and getting one of those. Let's talk cheese, guys. It is National Cheese Lovers Day. I got a study. This is a very important study. It looked at the type of cheese that all the states Google more than average. Slow food day, guys. I don't know what to tell you. You know? Queso is the winner. It's the most states are into queso. Then cream cheese. I mean, here's the thing. With your basic cheeses, you're not Googling them. You don't need to. There's nothing.
No, you're buying them.
You're buying them. You're eating them. There's nothing you're trying to figure out. Whereas some of these other ones, you're like, what's the deal with brie?
It's like slices of cheddar for grilled cheese. No, you want to know how to make queso for sure. Mm-hmm.
What's cotija?
That's a Mexican cheese.
Tell me more.
It's almost crumbly like a feta, but it has a different flavor.
Okay.
It's good.
Here in the Midwest, queso. Illinois falls into queso, but the other big one in the Midwest, Swiss.
Swiss. Mm.
Tell me about Swiss, Jen. What do you know about Swiss?
It's great on a Cuban sandwich.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Where are you on brie?
I like brie. I actually, you know, you can buy the puff pastry or you can buy the crescent roll dough and wrap the brie in that and bake it, and it's delicious.
Just so you know, Iowa, Kansas, Kentucky, and Nebraska, Velveeta. They're into Velveeta. That's Cheese Chat on Foodstuffs on 198 St. Louis.
Foodstuffs!
Have you ever mixed Velveeta in a can of Rotel? It is good. Lance Hildebrand has traffic up next on 198.
What's Rotel?
Walk in your rainbow.
is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.